Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
fun. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. For staying with me, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Paul Rand is our guest. He's our new friend, the CEO of Zocalo Group. Am I saying that right, Paul?
Yes, sir, you are.
Zocalo Group, and he's the author of a highly recommended, and it's a book. It's all about word of mouth and social media, and I like the fact that you use word of mouth first in your subtitle. Paul, you didn't say word of mouth to drive social media. You said word of mouth and social media, and I like that because I think by one of the things I've been doing is helping small business owners stop saying social media. I don't like the term social media for small business. I'd rather they would think of it as building online customer communities.
You were so right.
Social media just doesn't sound like ROI to a business owner. But
channel.
Right, exactly. But when you talk about word of mouth, that's something they understand. So I like the fact that you're talking to them about the things that really matter in their social media strategy. Now, what I want you to do is, you and I both know that some customers will recommend you on their own, but most people need a little bit of help. Can you talk to us about that?
I sure can. And I think part of what you really have to do from the beginning is figure out for yourself how you actually want to be recommended. And when it's quite simple, and if it's like, listen, and you know, people can choose and recommend a lot of places, but if you decide for yourself, how do you want to be recommended? What are the words that you actually want selected? Then you've now given your business a degree of focus that everybody can get behind. I want to be known as the place of having the freshest ingredients, the best service, and the best change of menu seasonally that is out there. And if that is a small restaurant, and that's what you wanted to be known for, then everything you do is going to go through those filters to help produce that. And all of a sudden, you have an ability to say, I now have a focus that I'm going to be engaging all of my customers and prospects around very simply. One of the things that's fascinating today is anybody out there that are your customers that does search marketing, they can find out that of the 8 things that are driving search behavior today, 7 of them are social content. And so if you find the right ways for people to talk about you, you rise up in the search rankings because that's naturally happening. But you have to agree with yourself and your staff. How do you want to be recommended?
And here's the difference between today, what I call the age of the customer, and yesterday, which was what I call the age of the seller. And yesterday, you and I would be saying, we have the greatest ingredients, the freshest stuff, the cleanest building, whatever. Today, customers are saying that one way or the other. They're commenting one way or the other. They're either recommending you or not recommending you, depending on the circumstance. And the key is to harness that, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's funny. One of the things I highlighted in the book, highly recommended, is that there's a bunch of marketing guys that put out an article about a year ago that said marketing is dead. And I thought one of the best comments in the section was, do you know something, pal? Marketing isn't dead. What's dead is BSing the consumer.
That's right. They don't put up with that anymore.
They don't put up with it. They know it. They call you on it. You know, here's another interesting stat, because we always talk about the positive of good recommendations, but almost 70% of all consumers will tell you that if they see 3 or more negative reviews on a product or a company, they will turn and go somewhere else. And so the ability to say, I've got to make sure I not only have my story down, but I really monitor and manage all the places that those conversations are happening. And if something isn't right, then I'm going to make sure I'm fixing it right, because I have to get that turned around. But you really get back to this point. You know, we talked about some tips here. It's number 1, to develop your story. Number 2 is to live that story every day. And then number 3 is, if you have mistakes, then you live up to them quickly. And my goodness, even 2 days ago, you know, around 9/11, you had the mighty AT&T making a comment about something, and it went so off stray that the chairman of the company had to go on all their social channels and apologize.
Wow.
But you'll learn that we all make mistakes, but you have to figure out how to be on top of it and be transparent. Well, and so there's a lot of different ways that you can get into figuring this out, but it all starts with, how am I going to be recommended? Let me drive my team to do that. Let me monitor and measure it consistently and fill my content, and you've got a home run on your hands.
Well, and it's, but the main thing is, you've got to know what's being said about you, good or bad, and don't be afraid of the bad stuff, because sometimes the bad stuff, if somebody writes something negative, believe it or not, that's you, that person may be your best friend this week. And you know, if you have a negative comment and you correct it and the person comes back and says, hey, we got this cleared up, that can be to your advantage, can it?
You know, any of us that have worked in big business or even small business, you hate the performance reviews, and it's just painful to hear things that of what you're not doing well. And the same thing applies on feedback and reviews, and it just stings. But those that have always figured it out have said, you know something, I'm going to look in here and look for the truth, and then I'm going to figure out what do I change. And what I've seen happen time and time again is when companies acknowledge a challenge, figure out how to address it, somebody who was a critic actually turns into an advocate.
Right, no question about it. And folks, I recommend that you buy the book, highly recommend it. And it's also available in the ebook. Paul Rand, Paul M. Rand is the author. Paul, I need your website, please. How do we find you?
Sure, it is, believe it or not, simple, highlyrecommendedbook.com.
All right, and the book's available wherever books are sold, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Hey, Paul, will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
I've got more to learn from you. Thank you very much for having me.
We enjoyed it. We'll have you back again real soon. Paul Rand, ladies and gentlemen, highly recommended is his book. Check it out wherever books are sold. Got to take a quick break. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.